It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 24th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is timorous, spelled T-I-M-O-R-O-U-S. Timorous is an adjective that means of a timid disposition, fearful. It can also mean expressing or suggesting timidity. Here's the word used in a sentence. The study suggests that timorous people suffer from stress more frequently than their bolder peers. The words timid and timorous don't just have similar spellings and meanings, they are etymologically related as well. Both words ultimately derive from the Latin verb timere, meaning to fear. The immediate ancestor of the word timid is the Latin word timidus, with the same meaning as timid, whereas timorous traveled to Middle English by way of the Latin noun timor, meaning fear, and the medieval Latin adjective timorosus. Timid may be the more common of the two words, but timorous is older. It first appeared in English in the mid-15th century. Timid came on the scene a century later. Both words can mean easily frightened, as in a timid mouse or a timorous child, as well as indicating or characterized by fear, as in he gave me a timid smile or she took a timorous step forward. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.